One of the first questions you must answer when you purchase an income property is, who's going to manage the property? Property management involves everything from collecting rents to maintaining the property and dealing with tenants. It doesn't matter whether your property is a 12-unit apartment building, a small office building, or a single-family home. You must base the decision of who will manage the property on your personal situation and your investment goals. You have two choices when it comes to property management. You can manage the property yourself, or you can hire a management company to manage it for you. If you manage the property yourself, you can save a lot of money and gain valuable experience. But as you progress in your investing career, you'll probably want to hand over the job to a management company so that you can spend more time investing. That would certainly be my suggestion to you. To determine what you'll save by managing properties yourself, you should consider your pay as a manager to be about, $20 to $30 an hour. This is approximately what a property management company would charge for managing your property if it were calculated on an hourly basis. While you can make a better hourly wage than that by investing in property, I strongly believe that you should manage your own properties if you can, at least initially. Let me give you a couple of reasons why I think this way. First, $20 to $30 an hour ain't hay. While it's true that you can make more than that by investing rather than managing, you're actually saving that amount when you manage the properties yourself. If you have someone else manage your property, you have to pay the management fee out of your pocket or your property's pocket. Sometimes, saving the management fee can mean the difference between a positive and a break-even or a negative cash flow. Second, and this is very important, managing your own properties, at least in the beginning of your investing career, can help you learn the management business and become familiar with the responsibilities of a manager. That knowledge will prove vital when you acquire many properties because you'll be able to better manage your professional managers. If you decide to go with a management firm, you must not only know how to choose a good firm, but what to expect from the management arrangement as well. Flipping through the yellow pages is not the best way to find a good property manager. Instead, you should go to other investors in the area and ask them which management companies they would consider using. Interview two or three management firms and ask them these questions. First, what percent commission is charged for finding tenants? Now, some are going to charge half a month's rent or even more, and some, nothing at all. A reminder again, it's negotiable. What percentage of the gross income is charged for management? And you're going to find that percentages will range from 6% for multifamily properties to up to 10% for single-family homes. Does the management company charge an override on any repair or maintenance bills? For example, some companies I've heard about will charge $10 on top of every labor or repair bill. Others will charge 10% of the amount of that bill. And as I mentioned a moment ago, stay away from companies like this. Does the property management company insist on listing the property for sale if you decide to sell during the period of the management agreement? Don't agree to this. Does the property management company provide monthly or quarterly income and expense statements, and are they computerized? I prefer monthly statements presented in a computerized format. Will the company provide you with the names of three current customers as references? Will the company agree to a 60-day mutual cancellation clause? Okay, you obviously want to enter into a management agreement with a firm that has a good record and reputation with current customers and who is willing to write a contract most favorable to you as a landlord. With regard to the management fee, you should try to get some concessions from the management company because you plan to use a tight lease and to make the tenant agree to assume responsibility for some maintenance and repairs, at least in single-family homes. You should insist upon entering into an agreement that doesn't exceed a period of 1 year and doesn't give the management company the right to list the property if you decide to sell it. You should also make sure the agreement includes a 60-day mutual cancellation clause, a monthly income and expense summary report, and a management fee that does not exceed more than 8% of the gross income of the property. And again, these fees are always negotiable.